Emma. I believe that's Irene.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, there's a good deal of conjecture over the purpose of the visit of Mr. B.J. Webster in Pine Ridge. He's been in town nearly a week now, and so far he has done nothing except show a slight interest in a few pieces of property and in the spring on Grandpappy Spear's land. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jot'em Down store and library discussing the matter.
Grandpap actually seen Mr. Webster do that, huh? Take a bottle away from the spring.
Well, no, he never seen him himself. Aunt Charity's the one that seen him do it, and she told Grandpap. She said he was an awful polite talking feller.
Well, didn't Mr. Webster tell her what he wanted with the water?
Well, leastways, she never mentioned nothing about that to Grandpap.
That's curious. Why didn't you tell me about this yesterday?
Well, you never asked me. I never figured there's nothing important to him.
Might be important, so. That Webster feller is up to something, just sure as a world.
Well, more likely, he just liked the taste of that spring water and want to take home a sample of it with him.
That don't sound logical to me.
Well, that's pretty good tasting water Grandpap's got in that spring over at his place, Lum. Tastes a heap better than well water, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but I don't believe a man like B.J. Webster would come way out here from Detroit just to taste some drinking water. Nobody could be that thirsty.
Well, I don't reckon he come here just special for that one.
Yeah, but don't forget this. That first day he's in town, he paid your papa $20 to show him where Grandpap's place was at.
Yeah, that's right.
There just ain't no two ways about it. That feller's got an interior motive. He's up to something, and we got to figure out what it is before it's too late.
Well, what do you reckon it is, Lum?
I don't know. I ain't got the least idea.
Don't reckon he's poisoning the drinking water over there, do you?
Oh, no, I don't think that.
Well, what could it be?
Well, that's what we got to study out. Got to look at it from every angle.
The spring?
No, analyze the facts at hand. Put two and two together and see what we get.
Let's see, two and two. That's four, Lum.
I know.
I'll check it with a pencil and paper here just to make sure.
Hash up and let me think.
Two times two. I'm getting it here for you just a second now. Times two. Yeah, that's the way it comes out. Four. Look here, Lum.
Will you be quiet? I never will get this all figured out. All that jabbering going.
I got it for you. I got it figured. The answer is four. There it is right there. You had two apples and you added two.
I know all that stuff about the apples. What two and two add up to. What I'm worried about is Mr. Webster.
Mr. Webster? Don't he know what it adds up to?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, let him figure it out for himself. I ain't going to work his problems for him. Them things is too hard. In fact, I ain't even met the man yet.
Abby, will you please be quiet for just a few minutes?
Into that high arithmetic, sir. I don't like that.
Let's see here now. What would a man be up to that goes around the country sampling springs and drinking foundings and all such as that?
I can tell you what, three.
Only fella I ever knowed that done that was a fella named Ponce de Leon.
Well, me. Who?
Ponce de Leon.
Leon? I don't believe I know that family. Where they come from, Cherry Hill?
Oh, no. It was an old-timey feller.
Huh?
He used to live clean over in Spain, I think.
Spain? Well, how come you knowed him then?
I never knowed him, personally. He was long before my time. He was in the exploring business.
Ponce was?
Don't call him by his give name. You don't know him that good.
No, I don't know him at all.
Mr. Leon.
Oh.
He was exploring around over the country, sort of in partnerships with Christopher Columbus, I think. As I recollect the story.
I never heard that from Leon and Columbus. Is this just a story you're telling me?
Well, no, it's all true. It's in the history books.
Oh, them.
That's where I read about it. See, he was the one that come over here to America and discovered Florida.
Discovered Florida, the state, you mean?
Yeah, he was quite a great, famous man.
Well, I don't see nothing so great about discovering Florida. All you got to do is just look on a map, and there it's at. I could have showed him where it was at myself. It's right down the lower right-hand corner, I believe it is. It's a little piece of land sticking out there in the ocean. You can't miss it, Mom.
Well, wait a minute, though. When Ponce Leon come over here, there weren't no Florida.
There weren't?
Of course not.
Well, how did this here Mr. Leon know that's where he got to, then, if it weren't there?
Well, he, that is, goodness, how did he?
Yeah. You want my honest opinions, I believe he is lost.
No, he weren't lost. I don't think.
Well, what direction was he last saw heading in, Mama? We just live closer to Florida. We could go out there and help him hunt for him.
Admiral Ponce Leon is dead.
Dead? Well, he oughtn't to be hard to find at all, then. Poor feller must have starved to death. He ought to took a road map along with him. I could have told him that.
This happened a long time ago, before ever they had road maps.
Well, now, more likely, that's his trouble right there. He ought to have waited till they brung him out.
Wait a minute. I recollect how it was now. Yeah.
How?
All comes back to me now. After Ponce Leon discovered Florida, why, he named it himself.
Named it himself?
Well, I mean...
What did he name it?
He named it Florida, natural.
Well, that's silly. Naming Florida, Florida. It seemed after making that long trip clean over here from Spain, he couldn't at least thought up a new name for it.
Well, you don't understand, Admiral. That was a new name. Before he got there, Florida never had no name at all.
It never?
No.
Well, how'd the folks down there get their mail then?
Why, they... Huh?
Did they have to cross the state line and get it over in Georgia?
No. Georgia weren't there neither then.
Oh. Where'd they go, Alabama?
No. There weren't no Alabama then.
For the land's sake, where was everybody that year?
Abner, I wish you'd stop asking questions.
Huh?
Cut me to where I ain't sure about nothing about Ponce Leon myself.
Well, what did you bring his name up for then, Long?
Well, let's see, what did I mention him for? Oh, yeah, I recollect now. We was talking about Mr. Webster going around stamping drinking fountains, and this Ponce Leon done the same thing.
He did? Was he here in Pine Ridge?
No, but he went around hunting for the Fountain of Youth.
Fountain of Youth?
Yeah, you've heard about that, surely.
No, I don't believe I have. Was that some little bitty short fountain just for youngins?
No, it was for adults. But the idea was that if an adult could drink some of the water, why, he'd get changed back into a youngin' again.
Shame they never made him taller have to bend way over to drink out a youngin' fountain this way. But that's plumb ridiculous anyway, Long. That couldn't happen, and you know it.
Well, yeah, I know it couldn't, but Ponce Leon thought it could. He spent the best years of his life hunting for it.
He must not have been very good, and he don't even know where he's at half the time. Of course, there might be something to that idea, getting young again. I don't know.
No, couldn't be.
Well, I'll admit it don't look like it actually could happen, but on the other hand, I don't believe that Mr. Leon come clean over here to hunt for it if he hadn't heard of something pretty definite about it, Long.
Well, maybe so, but the facts of the case is this. He never found the Fountain of Youth, and he's dead now, so that winds that up.
Yeah, I can't find it. Okay, that would have been funny, though, if he could have found it, wouldn't he?
He never, though.
He'd go over and drink a couple of dippers full, knock off about 30 years, start playing baseball, spinning tongs, shooting marbles.
Yeah, would be nice, wouldn't it?
Drink another dipper full, we could join the Army.
Or the Marines. I believe that's what I'd get into.
And drink another dipper full. Uh-oh. Oh, wait a minute, Abner.
What's the matter?
Dogie, I gotta wash myself. I'm just about to get younger, a little pearl, my own daughter, and I know that ain't right.
Well, wait now. This
yeah,
ain't
boy,
so. Boy,
I'll dip her back.
Yeah, we're just imagining.
Huh?
I say, we're just imagining.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think we better stop it right now before we start crawling around on our hands and knees like a couple of half-grown youngins to get the infantile paralysis.
That was sort of fun, though. Reckon whereabouts that founding was supposed to be at, Long.
Abner, just forget that. I'm sorry I ever brung it up in the first place.
Oh.
What we gotta do is try to figure out what that Webster feller is fixing to do. It might be something serious, you know.
Yeah, might be.
I think what I'll do is have a talk with Dick Huddleston and see if he's found out anything about it. Dick generally knows what's going on around town.
Oh, because I just wonder if that Mr. Webster's looking for it.
Looking for what?
That Fountain of Youth.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Well, you said Mr. Leon never found it, didn't you?
Well, yeah.
Well, it's still lost. That might be it right there. I'll bound you Mr. Webster read the same history books that you read, and he just decided to hunt around for the Fountain yourself.
Oh, no. He'd know better than that.
Douglas, now, wouldn't that be something, having a Fountain of Youth right here in Pine Ridge all this time and never even know it? Right over there on Grandpappy Spirit's place.
Well, I can put an end to that idea right now. Just take a look at Grandpappy.
What?
He's drunk plenty of water out of that spring, and it ain't made a kid of a boy out of him, I wouldn't say, offhand, hardly.
No, that's right. Of course, maybe it don't work on everybody. Or maybe Grandpap's too old for it to have any effect on him, Mom.
That's silly, Abner. Now, get that idea right out of your head.
Maybe it takes a long time for it to work. Maybe it'll work on Grandpap all of a sudden someday. Be running around here in rompers, playing marbles and stuff.
Abner, I told you to forget that.
All right.
I think I'll go over to Dick's place right now. We don't want to wait too long before we do anything about Mr. Webster. You watch the store, Abner.
Yeah, wait a minute. I believe that's all right. Might be too long.
Yeah,
I'll get it. Hello, John. I'm down store and library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Mom? Oh! It just ain't fair to them.
Oh, well, I'll see you later.
You want what? Oh, my goodness. It's happened, Mom. It's happened. Poor old Grandpa.
What's happened? Abner, you're turning pale.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. He's fainted. Hello, Aunt Charity. What's the trouble over there? Just want what? Baby oil? Who for? Oh, taking care of Luke's new youngin', huh? Oh, I see. Now, Abner must have thought you was going to use it on Grandpap. Well, we'll send it right over, Aunt Charity. All right. Goodbye. Abner, get up off the floor there.